T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Get the scuttlebutt on your favorite team, The Fan, on the Odyssey iHeart and TuneIn apps.
Good morning, morning. All right, let's have some fun, man. Shout out to the people in the chat. Shout out to the people in the chat defending me in the chat. If you're in the YouTube chat defending me, I appreciate you, but you don't have to. Any bozo in the chat that has anything to say about me or against me, they're in the chat watching. It's midnight. They could be asleep. They could be doing any other thing. I appreciate you. Let's get to the show. Right, this show wasn't always available to watch on YouTube. I did almost 4 years of this show. You couldn't see me. So it's a blessing to have people visually watching, right? We're in the future. It's not TV, but YouTube is pretty much TV. Some people are listening in their, you know, cars, in the radio with the dial. Some people are listening on the Odyssey app. I appreciate it. I don't care if there's one person, 1,000, 100,000. Let's get into the calls. Josh is in Passaic, first up on The Fan.
Yo, Keith, what's doing, man?
You know, just letting them know I can see you. I'm reading what you're saying and letting everybody out there know. Let's have a good time. Let's talk sports. Let's get into it.
All right, there we go. And first, we got to, you know, I know Devils have dropped two in a row, but it's been great, the start of the season from them. You know, of course, they dropped versus Carolina because that's what the Devils are versus Carolina. But it's just about keeping this team healthy, and the success will just come. Just got to have the core players stay healthy. And so far, except for the last two games, it's been pretty good to watch.
Yeah, they ripped off 8 wins in a row. It's a lot of fun to see them healthy, to see them playing well. There's a little bit of an adjustment going on with Jacob Markstrom coming back. I made a joke on Twitter before I left the house. I'm like, Jake Allen has picked up where Jacob Markstrom left off. Neither one of them could stop the puck from going into the net. But it is what it is, man. I think this Devils team is going to be good. They're going to lose games. Everybody's going to lose games. That puck goes a lot of different ways, off the stick, off a glove, off of whatever to go into the net. But yes, I think the Devils have a good shot to be one of the better teams in the NHL. Make some noise, but it is October 31st now. Good morning, good morning. It's Halloween. Long way to go.
Right. And then, you know, on the other side, the other sports starting, you know, the Nets, Keith, have you watched any of the games yet?
Of the Brooklyn Nets, yes, I've watched a couple of them. Not really, like, full on.
Wow. Surprised.
They're whack, bro. It's like, they're not good. They have a couple scorers. They have some young guys. They're not going to win games. Jordy Fernandez is going to try and coach them up, but I think it's going to be a struggle all year. And I didn't want it to be. I didn't want to believe that, like, their over-under being at 19.5 was going to be a stretch, but yeah, we'll see how they come together. It's just a mix of, like, you know, Michael Porter Jr. was talking about them not having a point guard and having, you know, young guys that they're relying on, and guys that got to try and grow. and figure out their roles. But yeah, there hasn't been one Nets game that I thought was great. I watched some of the Hawks game the other night, the Cavs game, the Spurs game with Wemby. They're going to be bottom feeders, and I don't know. It's hard to get excited that, you know, NBA is back as far as being a Nets fan. Luckily, I'm not too deep in that.
Right, you shouldn't be. I'm surprised you even watch the game.
You can't be. I mean, it's kind of my job to keep an eye on it, just in case, like, you know, Cam Thomas did have a 40 ball, but they lost the game. Like, if they win a game and Cam Thomas has 40, then there's a talking point.
I hear. I mean, you know, he's still winning for that first dub then. And, you know, on the other side, it's like, you know, with Karl Anthony Towns, it just, you know, like, I can feel for, like, a Knicks fan stressing, like, you know, most of the players on this team, you know, you have mostly tough guys. And then you bring one of these, like, and that's why you call it old school, and you bring this guy in, who's just basically one of the new type of NBA players that's constantly trying to fight with the refs. I was putting his head into it, putting stupid fouls. And it's got to be stressing as anything. Like, it's a bad mix for the team. We got to know it's a year and a half in now.
Yeah, I don't know. With the Knicks, it is super early. Let's see how they come out in this matchup against the Bulls. It'll be panic time if they lose a third game in a row on the road to the Bulls. Mitchell Robinson practice, so, like, he's questionable to return. Deuce McBride's going to be back, so I think that they'll be ready to roll.
And then, you know, just a quick point before we get to the Giants a little bit. You know, Stardust moves to the, it's very funny how, you know, they always talk about how playoffs, anything can happen, and, you know, you have them two sides. You got a hot Blue Jays team, you know, that was consistent, but really picked it up. The other month, you got the more consistent stronghold of the Dodgers. And I feel like the two Mets fans, the Yankees fans, you know, both taking the Blue Jays, even though, you know, they're in the division, just can't stand. See, the Dodgers, you know, they get to keep, you know, the Yankees back-to-back record and stuff. But they go around to my Giants. Do you think at this point Giants fans can be confident enough in Jackson Dart as the franchise quarterback for the next 2 years without having to see anymore?
Oh, yeah, you don't have anything else. You don't have anything else to latch on to besides this is the guy. We found him. He's already made a ton of plays. He's just going to grow and get better and do more. They got to build the team around him. And thanks for the call, Josh. Going back to what you were saying about the Blue Jays and the World Series, like, I don't know. There's a lot of discourse between who you're rooting for and why and whatever. And it's not over yet. It just feels like it's over. For the Blue Jays to bounce back from that 18-inning game and score 6 runs in back-to-back games and pretty much dominate the Dodgers look shot. Like, to go back to Toronto and only have to win one game, it feels like a foregone conclusion. They dominate teams in that building. Yankee fans know that. Here it is Friday, game 6. We're hours away from, if they get to Yamamoto, that's it. Like, you know, I'm going to be on tomorrow at 7, so I'll be on during the whole game. And we might watch the end of the baseball season. We might watch a champion be crowned. And, you know, I made a lot of it last night, but I feel like that should, you know, and I can't speak for Brian Cashman. I can't speak for Hal Steinbrenner. I can't speak for how the Yankees should feel. Myself as a Yankee fan, if I somehow had control of the Yankees, right, if I was the owner, GM, could do something, I would be more bothered by the Blue Jays winning the World Series this year. Like, that would motivate me more this offseason than losing to the Dodgers last year, which is just like, the Dodgers are a juggernaut. Ohtani's first year, you know, Yamamoto's first year. They get, you know what I'm saying? Like, they get to the World Series with a ridiculous team and deferred contracts, and you lost to them. And you also did a lot of stupid stuff, like the fifth inning and pitching Nestor Cortez and taking Cole out early. Like, even 2023, going 82-80, which obviously the fans were upset about that and loud and vocal about missing the postseason. And anytime you miss the postseason in the Bronx, it's like, hey, you better correct this. You know, they went out and made the trade for Juan Soto and gave up X amount of players. And it was like, all right, here we go. You know, we're back to business. I would be more motivated after watching the Toronto Blue Jays, who you had an 8-game lead on, a team in your division that was last place in your division last year, for them to go from worst to first, and for you to be so cavalier during the season where if you would have won one more game, you might have been able to change the course of them and yourselves in this postseason. Like, that would eat at me if I'm Brian Cashman, if I'm Hal Steinbrenner, if I'm anybody in the Yankees front office that makes decisions. I'd be more motivated than the last couple years to go out and do something, especially with Cole coming back, Judge proving it in the postseason, Stanton being another year older and feeling like that window is closing. Moose is in Jamaica with us next. What's up, Moose?
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
If you're a good girl and you know it, I know exactly who you could be.
Just hold on.
Just hold on.
We're going home.
Blue Jays, I'm coming home.
Yeah, Majid Jordan.
I told you, every single game that I get the chance to, get the chance to call you, I'm going to rep one of these songs. Because I, to be honest, like in terms of the beef, I can't really choose. Like, I think it's like maybe 50% industry, 20% personal, 30% to get the sales up. And you notice how that the Blue Jays are really good. Like they're like, we had Certified Lover Boy in 2021. We had What a Time to Be Alive in 2015. Like Drake's, strategically puts out music, and 2018 Scorpion Soul for the 2019 championship with the Raptors. That was a year after, but it was a culmination of him divulging his soul, so to speak.
Today, Moose, now that we're talking hip-hop and Drake, there has been some news that, there hasn't been a top 100 hip-hop song, no rap song in the top 40 for the first time in 35 years. And so Drake stans have come out to say, oh, that's because Drake hasn't dropped any new music. That's because the game needs Drake. Now, we've been waiting on Iceman since the summer. He did that whole YouTube tease where he had all these Iceman videos come out. He dropped that song with Central C. He had a What Did I Miss? He's got an album locked and loaded. the Blue Jays win the World Series, he might drop it tomorrow night after they win.
He's been teasing it since the jump. He's been putting out features and simultaneous singles and whatnot. But to talk sports again, not just music, the game was over the first two dramatic swings of the game yesterday with leadoff homers. And it seems, and if I'm not mistaken, every single World Series game has been won by the team who's hit more homers. But here's the nuance. When the Blue Jays homer to take the lead or whatnot, they tack on with little cuts of singles and walks and wild pitches and doubles and blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, they add insurance. They hit home runs, but they add insurance with some small ball, a triple, a ball turning into a triple, some singles, and just heads up base running and hustle.
And the Dodgers are just simply waiting for that barrage of just mistake pitches and taking their walks. So it's an interesting mix with the starting pitching of both teams and the bullpen of the Dodgers collapsing all but one game. But to talk Yankees, to reference what I discussed with you in the chat prior to a couple nights ago, how they had $70 million. I give you that Cashman might have a big splash with Devin Williams, $10 million. Do you see them? Because here's the predicament. Going into the 2026 season, well, we have three healthy starters that are bona fide quality starters in Fried, Schwitler, and Warren, and Heal, so four. That fifth starter, do we trade or sign a Michael Lorenzen type or a Savali type?
I expect them to sign a Carlos Carrasco type, a spring training invite. Thanks for the call, Moose. Check me out. I'm down to talk Yankees and hot stove stuff. We are going to get all of that pretty soon. And I see the Giants fans calling. We're going to get to you. I'll take another Yankee call. More so rather talk about the World Series matchup, but like it is going to get old as hell in the next couple weeks. Like I said, we're heading into daylight savings time in November. We are going to have all these conversations on the Fan all day about, are the Yankees going to add another starter? Is it Kyle Tucker? Is it Cody Bellinger? Are they trading Jason Dominguez? It's going to get tired. Steven is in Englewood on the Fan. Go for it, Steven.
Yes, good morning, Keith. Talking about the Yankees pitching in the offseason, when Cole comes back, you don't know what kind of pitcher you're going to get out of him. Will they make a trade for a starting pitcher to supplement Cole and the rest of the pitching staff?
I hope so. I'd like them to sign somebody, but if they don't want to spend the money to sign somebody, then go trade for somebody. Don't tell me that there's another young kid waiting in the wings that you're going to come up, that you're going to bring up, and that's going to be enough to get through. Because, like you said, we don't know what Cole's going to be. Rodon's going to be a little delayed. They can't waste games. They wasted too many games this year. Not in the beginning. They came out hot this year. But they cannot be so cavalier losing games, because we are in a postseason format where every game counts. Literally, this better be the last year that the Yankees mess around like that, because I think forever we'll look back and say, hey, if they wouldn't have got swept by the Miami Marlins, maybe things would have been different.
Okay, thank you so much for your time.
Thanks for the call, Steven. Yeah, I don't know, folks. I am not excited for Yankees hot stove. I am not excited for the Yankee offseason. The Yankees aren't stupid, though. The Yankees know that they have to create excitement. They have to make some signings. They have to make some moves to drum up interest. Last thing I'll say about it, I'm sure we'll talk Yankees all through the night. I had a tweet that I literally had to mute, but I was going off today, and on Twitter I said, the Yankees go down 3-0 in the World Series. Game 5, Judge drops the ball. They blow a 5-0 lead at home. World Series over. John Sterling retires. Outbid for Soto. Lose Cole. Start hot this year. Hit another Boone June swoon. Blow a 7.5 game lead, lose the division and the ALDS at home to the eventual champs. Who's got it better than us? Like, if that is the story of 2024 and 2025, like, that's literally a year. Like, I was just looking at my time hop today. Well, now it's the 31st. I remember calling that the Nightmare Before Halloween last year. October 30th, 2024 was game five of the World Series where everything went south. So if you look at a calendar year, all that happened from losing the World Series to John Sterling signing off, and he didn't make it about himself at all. He just called the game and he left because he'd already retired and came back. And then Juan Soto goes across town. Gerrit Cole is out for the season. The Yankees start hot. They're in first place. They struggle for a couple months, and they try to get back into it with the softest schedule in the world, but the Blue Jays have enough to hold them off, win the division, get a bye, and then when we meet in the ALDS, it's wraps, and now we're looking at the eventual champs. Like, it's kind of crazy to think that's the calendar year for the Yankees. Wouldn't that be enough to motivate you? Wouldn't that be enough to get you fired up and get you ready to go? I don't know. Carlos is in Clifton on the fan. What's up, Carlos?
Hey, Keith, what's up? Hey, a couple of questions on the Yankees and the Giants. I know you said the Yankees, we got a lot of time to talk about, but the Giants first. You see them going to get somebody, another wide receiver or something to help this kid out?
So we saw Waddle today for the Dolphins, and I know a lot of people have his name connected to the Giants. The Giants are supposedly the favorites for him. If Miami is firing their coach and they're tearing it down and rebuilding, maybe they go get Waddle. But, like, this is a 2-6 team. This is right. A team that, like, you just got Ray McCloud. That's got to be good enough. You know what I'm saying? Like, and you got him for free. I don't see them giving up what it would take. I think Miami would be looking for a lot for him. He's a former first-round pick. He's explosive. He's a playmaker. He's in his prime. I don't think the Giants are going to give up what it takes for Jalen Waddle, and I don't think Miami's going to move him. Not with, you know, Tyreek out, and you know they move him. They're light on wide receivers.
Right. Now on the Yankees, I know I saw something on Twitter or Instagram where somebody said, "Would you rather have in the outfield? We already know right field is already solidified. Would you rather have the tandem of Kyle Tucker and Spencer Jones, or the Martian and Cody Bellinger?" And I'll hang up and let you go because I know you got a lot of people.
Thanks for the call. Would I rather have Kyle Tucker in left field, Spencer Jones center field, Judge in right, or Dominguez in left field, Cody Bellinger in center, Judge in right? Assuming that's what they would do, or flip flop Dominguez and Belly. I are you confident in Dominguez in either position? I don't know, man. There's a lot of you that think that he's going to be better suited for center field. I don't think that if the Yankees signed Bellinger, I don't think that the Yankees would sign Bellinger and put Dominguez in center field. Belly's going to play center field, and they're going to go at it again with having Dominguez get reps in left field and continue to practice and get better. If they sign Kyle Tucker, he's not a center fielder. He's also not a left fielder. That's why I really don't think they're going after Kyle Tucker. I really don't. I would like them to, of course. I think that's a go-for-it move. I know there are some Yankee fans that are also a little delusional that are like, get them both. Get Belly for center field and Kyle Tucker for left field. But they do want to stick with their youth. They do want to see, I think next year what Dominguez is. So give me Dominguez in left field and Belly in center. I wanted Spencer Jones to come up at the end of the year last year, but there was nowhere for him to play. There was nothing for them to do with him. And I was talking about Spencer Jones last night. All of this talk about the Yankees strike out too much. The Yankees have too many guys that strike out. The Yankees got to limit the strikeouts. You add Spencer Jones to the lineup, you're adding to the strikeouts. Jack is in the Bronx on the fan. Jack, what's up?
What's good, man? You good?
Yeah, I'm hanging out. What's up?
Listen, I was going to make a different point, but you brought up Drake. I just got to put it out there. Ain't nothing to do with Drake that rap ain't up there. No one listen to Drake. Okay, I just got to put that out there. All right. this America, we don't care. This is not our thing. Either way, Brian Daboll, listen, you going to argue with me. He's doing a fantastic job. Now, I know people aren't going to like, the way they're looking at it isn't like that. But you gotta look at his experience and then realize he's coming from a place of knowledge. You understand?
Yes, I'm familiar with Brian Daboll, where he's come from. I respect his knowledge. He's still got a ways to go to be the head coach that people want, but I honestly don't think Mara's firing him.
All right, cool. Because I was thinking people starting like, oh, we got to get rid of him, get rid of him. You don't look at history because ain't nothing new under the sun. You got to look, when you realize, when you got someone like him with the experience that he has, he comes into the field, he's coming with a different view. Now, even if it's not going to be the immediate results you want to see, but man, he's coming from a place of knowledge. And I think ultimately we're going to see it's going to pay off.
Thanks for the call, Jack. It's year four. So, like, we're not talking about it. Like, he got immediate results. They went to the playoffs. He won Coach of the Year. It's year four. Giants fans are tired of losing. This has been a losing operation. This has been a get to week nine and have one or two wins operation for the last 3 years. It's annoying. It's frustrating. It's tiresome. Now, I've said this all week. I've said this the last couple of weeks. They got to win games. They're not going to fire him. So he's got to win games down the stretch here. They got to find a way. But they're running out of talent. They don't have their full complement of healthy guys. It makes it a lot harder. And when you see Dable fired up, yelling at the referees, yelling at his coaches, I'm sure he's frustrated. I think that, like, you know, as we see, okay, perfect example. And even today in the game at halftime, the Dolphins didn't get anything before half, but at least they had a competent offense. Their head coach, quarterback, were running plays, trying. When I saw Aaron Glenn fold at half with Justin Fields in London and just kind of say, hey, we're just going to let the clock run out, to me, that's a coach that's not prepared, doesn't know what to do, doesn't have confidence in his team. I don't think that's ever going to happen with Brian Daboll. But there are other things that Brian Daboll has to figure out and work on that I don't want to say they're out of his control, but, like, you know, like Shane Bowen's got to be better. They get got with the special teams kicking situation far too much now. Hopefully that's straightened out moving forward. But that record that he has, that's the worst record that any coach has had, you know, I believe in the NFL that has gotten this far, 4 years. So the only way to make it look better is to get wins. But Jackson Dart is getting all of this praise from Tom Brady to Matthew Stafford. When we come back from the next break, I'll play Rob Saleh. And I think you're nuts if you don't think that Jackson Dart is benefiting from his relationship with Brian Daboll and the coaching and the wisdom that he's bestowed on him. I'm going to play Mac Jones as well. Like, we don't get to see, there's a version of Brian Daboll that we don't get to see. We see him in the media. We see him on Sundays on the sidelines. We saw a little bit of Hard Knocks, which people hold that against him as well. There's a version of him as a coach that's respected. There's a version of him talking football, X's and O's, that people respect and that people know. This guy knows what he's talking about. Now, he needs talent on the roster. He needs a talented coaching staff under him for that to turn into wins on Sundays. I honestly think that they're going to win a couple more games down the stretch. And if they do, it's going to be enough. I'm putting out there that they need to win five. But it's the NFL. You know, even as they started to win under Jackson Dart, winning two out of the first three or whatever it was, I said it's not going to materialize with a long winning streak because there are experienced players and coaches on the other side. So, I think this is a big game. The 49ers don't blow teams out. They score like 15, 16, 20, 26. If the Giants can move the ball and score points, which Jackson Dart does, then this is a game that they should win. And I think that's going to go a long way for, cooling down Brian Daboll's hot seat. King George in the Bronx back on the Fan. You know that. King George, live long and prosper. We lost King George. He's there, but I can't hear him. So I put him on hold. There's a little delay on the radio. By the time he hears this, maybe he comes back. By then, we'll probably have to break. Let's go to Matt in Brooklyn before we do hit the commercials. What's up, Matt?
Brother, thank you very much for taking the call.
You got it.
Just give me 1 minute to vent, if you don't mind, and a quick comment on Dable. This is regarding that brutal Giant loss, the refereeing, and the state of the NFL. Like, me and my brother, both in our 40s, we've been watching Giant football since we were 5, 6, 7 years old. And we both were texting each other during the game, and we were sick to our stomach. Like, we're spending money on a team that stinks, going to games, having people over, ordering food, and I just have no words for how horrible the refereeing was, and there's no accountability. It's just super disrespectful as a fan. It just makes me never want to watch again. Only problem is I'm a sports junkie, and I can't help it. I just wanted you to touch on, like, what's happening in this league, and why is there no accountability? What could be done?
I'm not assuming you heard my show last night or the nights before. I've been going in on the officiating. I'm not a Giants fan. I'm not an Eagles fan. I'm a football fan. And I found myself yelling at the TV, going on Twitter rants, because I'm like, this doesn't make any damn sense. It's bogus. That was the worst officiated game, and that has been consensus. That game had so many blown calls. I had it in my notes. I had all of them. I could go through them. And I had said last night, being Thursday, like, yo, now it's week 9. We got to get over it. But you can't get over it because it sticks with you. It's like, how do they allow this? And then we even saw some stuff tonight. Like, you say you're a sports junkie, so am I. And I'm watching the Dolphins play, and they call a tripping penalty when the guy falls, and they can't challenge that. They can't reverse that. They can't look at that and say, okay, the ref made a mistake. That just negated a 40-yard play.
Well, I respect you for voicing all of this. I don't really catch you much late at night, but I do appreciate that because somebody needs to speak up and bring this to light because it's super disrespectful to the fans. And I'm almost at the point where it's like, obviously, every play that goes on, you got to wait 10 seconds, see if there's a flag. Flags come in late, no whistles. It's just super frustrating. And the term I keep going back, it made me sick to my stomach. I still feel sick after watching that game.
Yeah, because you feel cheated. You feel like the game can't, the game doesn't get into the competitive flow because there's janky things like that was a fumble on the tush push. Jordan Mailata moved. Yep. That's a false start. That can't be offensive pass interference on Darius Slayton versus Quinyon Mitchell. That's a touchdown. You don't call that. And they call it, and
the
you just kind of
back.
Yeah, you just kind of have to accept it.
Too. Yeah. It was brutal beyond belief. But real quick on Dable, I've been trying to get on the fan to vent on him. I got beef with him. I don't think he's it. I love that he likes Dart, you know, because Dart obviously is a stud. There's so many games, you know, there's a saying, players win, coaches lose. Mm-hmm. There were so many games that we needed to win. We had to win. I think there's 15 other head coaches who figured out a way to win. And I put that solely on Dable. Looking in the tent shows.
I think we have lost Matt, and that's okay. We will go to the break now. I heard you mention the blue 10. It's funny, you know, that'll come up again. Rob Sala mentioned that, and yeah. Last night I was going through the 11 missed calls, and when you say somebody should speak up about it, a lot of people have spoken up about it. And honestly, I had hashtag NFL bogus created in 2017. I interviewed with the NFL in 2018, and I scrubbed my Twitter account of all NFL bogus stuff. Because every time something would happen, whether it was a roughing the passer or a pass interference or a phantom call or a missed call, whatever, I would tweet out for like a picture or video from my apartment TV, hashtag NFL bogus, and like keep document of it. I do it now. It's just why I call it NFL bogus is it's a bogus league, and we just accept it. There are bogus calls in every single game that alter the course of the game, and we just take it as it is and march forward and eat it up and love the NFL and bet on it and play fantasy football and put our jerseys on and root for these teams. And it's egregious. 888-808-1019. Obviously talking about the Giants as they get ready to host the 49ers. Obviously talking about the New York Yankees as their division rival, the Toronto Blue Jays, are one game away from being world champs. Keith McPherson on the Fan. Call us up. We'll be right back.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Real sports talk for real fans with real opinions. The Fan, 101.9 FM and always streaming on the Odyssey, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn apps.
Yeah. Yo, I just thought of something. Shout out to H&L Dre that listens to WFAN all day, and he listens to Infinity Sports Network next door. I got to go find something that he tagged me in. Whenever I hear that beat, I think about the rap that I did a while ago on WFAN when I used to just kick raps randomly. Wrote a rap today. Figured I should snap today. It's a Freestyle Friday. No Apple Pay. Just download the free Odyssey app today. KM to AM on the mic until it's Saturday. I did that over the Busta Rhymes beat like, I don't know, many moons ago. We have somebody else in here who put together a rap. I'm going to send it to Fleegs. We'll play it before I get out of here. And yeah, I'm due for a week 9 rap. And I haven't written anything yet. So call me up with an idea for week 9, maybe a bar, really a beat, right? Sometimes I draw inspiration for these raps that I do on the block by like last week they were playing in Philly. So I took the freeway beat, What We Do, just to tie into Philly. And then I was able to, you know, come up with the lines, but I've got nothing right now. It is Friday. I gotta wake up. What I do is wake up by 10 a.m. I drink some coffee, I find a beat, and then I have like a little studio in my apartment. I turn the red lights on, I just close the door, I lock in, and probably by 1 o'clock I will have a 1 minute rap to submit. But right now I'm telling you, I don't have a beat, I don't have a line written, so maybe I can start brainstorming tonight. And later we'll play a little bit of Pat Boyle's rap that he had on Infinity Sports Network for Trey is Savage. I'm not laughing at him, I'm just laughing because I want you guys to hear. Let's take a call and we'll cue that up. We'll cue some audio up for the Giants fans and Rob Sala talking about Jackson Dart, Mac Jones talking about Brian Daboll, and I did say I wanted to play you Mad Dog's take on Halloween. Is it Yosel or Yoseli? Yoseli is in Lakewood on the Fan. What's up, man? Yossel? Yossel is in Lakewood on the Fan. Let's try that again.
Hey, what's up?
What's up, man?
I want to say about the Blue Jays that they managed to win the World Series before the Yankees. That doesn't make sense.
I mean, it does. Speaking of managing, they have a better manager than the New York Yankees. Sorry. John Snyder's a better manager. And I just found out this girl that I went to college with, her brother played baseball with him. He pitched, I think, I got to go look at the message she sent me. And John Snyder was the catcher, so their whole family's rooting for him. It does make sense. They paid Vladimir Guerrero Jr. the big bag, and look at how he's performed in this postseason. Like a high-paid player. They put together a whole bunch of different style hitters and players. They have a deep lineup. They have also guys they can mix and match coming out of that bullpen. They have been able to get starting pitching out of a 22-year-old rookie that was enabled. Like there's a lot of things that have added up.
We did that Schlittler.
Yeah, we had Schlittler, but we couldn't get him much further. You know, they were able to get this kid to the World Series, and he showed up. Could you imagine Cam Schlittler doing that? I could. You know, I was there. Both of his performances, I could imagine he's built like that. But yeah, you know, I don't want to take anything away from the Blue Jays. I found myself yesterday not hating on them, just giving them respect for how they play, how they show up. They could have folded after playing two games in one, an 18-inning game where Freddie Freeman walked it off. They could have packed it up. They're resilient. They've been all year. They came back and won the next two. They jumped all over Blake Snell. Bo Bichette is playing on one leg. They lose George Springer. Doesn't matter. Davis Snyder, you're up. First pitch he sees. Placata. Like, I hate Toronto as a division rival, just like I hate the Red Sox, the Orioles, you know what I'm saying? But like, as a baseball fan, I can respect it because they are beating the team that was supposed to be the Goliath to their David. They are beating the team that said they were going to ruin baseball, and it's not close. They've outscored them 23-7 in the games that they've won.
Also, is Ohtani in a slump?
I mean, he was in a slump, and then he had that big game where, you know, he hit the three homers, and then even in that 18-inning game, he had the two homers and the two doubles, and then they walked him a bunch of times. He was in a slump two nights ago. He better wake up and get out of it. Speaking of wake up, you know, a report came out that Ohtani sleeps in this, like, specially imported bed, and he's got this weighted mask, and, like, you know, he gets, you know, anywhere from 10 to 12 hours of sleep. I'm like, wow, I can't imagine. He didn't get that after that 18-inning game, and then he had to get on the mound the next day, and he got rocked. So hopefully he's sleeping well in Toronto tonight before his boy Yamamoto takes the mound, because they're going to need him. And they're talking about him potentially pitching in relief. Thanks, Yossel. I gave you a couple beats there. I thought you might have had something else. If you don't, I can fill the airwaves with words. Fleegs, let's pull up. Speaking of, you know, the Blue Jays and Trey Savage and his performance and comparing him to Cam Schlittler, let's pull up Pat Boyle's rap from Infinity Sports Network. Shout out to the great Pat Boyle, my guy PB Radio and TV. I think his show is on right now next door because I usually see, okay, it starts at 2. I usually see Pat. I thought some nights it started at 12, but I usually see Pat. And you guys have heard Pat. Pat has filled in here, and Pat is a regular here. So, and he's done some of the Yankee postgame as well. So here is Pat Boyle rapping on his show last night about Trey Savage. Okay, hold on. Let me see if I can cue it up if this didn't send correctly. Because he had it on his Twitter. I don't know if the link went right, but it's October 8th. It's at 6:13 p.m. October 30th, 2025. He says, I rapped for Trey Savage, and he should absolutely use this for his warm-up song the rest of his career. It's a playoff of Savage by Megan Thee Stallion. Okay, here it goes. Pat Boyle with some bars.
Trey Savage doing major damage. He was the complete package. That splitter is wreaking havoc. He's a savage. Trey a savage. He's gonna be living lavish. Cause the Blue Jays have the advantage. The title is within their vantage. He's a savage. Trey a savage. catching the Dodgers slacking. He'll be making major cabbage. It's his rite of passage. He's a savage. Trey is savage.
PB Radio and TV. See, I'm inspiring hosts to get on the mic and spit some bars. You know, it's just another way of doing what we do, sports talk, but do it with the rhythm and the poetry. Mike is in New Haven, Connecticut on the Fan. What's up, Mike?
Not much. How you doing?
Hanging out.
A big fan. I just wanted to talk to you about Boone and something that he does that is so costly. I usually don't focus on Boone because I think Cashman is a bigger problem. But we go through these long spells during the regular season where we can't get out of our own way. And I know that it's a long season. People go through slumps. But we've gone through 6-16 slumps with Boone multiple times. We saw it in 2021. And if he could have just somehow, like good managers do, wrangled a few more wins when a team slumps, because a team's going to slump. He doesn't have the ability to think outside the box to steal a few wins. Because if he did, we would have been division champions, and that could have changed the trajectory of the whole season.
I'm right there with you, Mike. I watch all the games. I go to 40, 50 games a year, and I'll say this. It's because of Boone being such a player's manager. And what I mean is, like, you know, there was a game where, like, there's always a game. I can't think of exact examples. Of course I can. Let's start with, like, Devin Williams.
Mm-hmm.
How many opportunities in a week can you give Devin Williams to blow the game?
Exactly.
Like, if he does it once, why are you going to try and build his confidence up the very next day or like 2 days ago or 2 days after in the same series? Stay away from him. Like,
yeah.
The week that I always say I got off the roller coaster was when they went to Texas and lost to the Rangers. Jock Peterson took him deep. And, you know, those two games they lost out there behind Devin Williams, I thought that was enough. And then we come back to the Bronx. It's Old Timers Day weekend. That Friday night, the Astros are here. The place is live as hell. And we're in a tie game late, and they go to Devin Williams. And I literally leave and come here and do the show, and I freak out. I'm like, it's malpractice. So when you talk about going through slumps and getting right, they don't look at it as, hey, we got to do whatever it takes to win, even if that means some guys can't participate. They look at it as, hey, if we break out of this slump and get Devin Williams right, that's huge for his confidence. Same thing with the hitting. It just came back into my head. I think Goldie got hurt, but there have been times there was a few times, whether it's Austin Wells struggling and we're like, hey, why don't you pinch hit the combination between Ben Rice and Goldie? And it's like, how many at bats can you give Austin Wells if he's already got two strikeouts or a pop up or whatever? Like, it's down to the seventh, eighth inning. Where's the pinch hitter? There's so many times during the season with Boone where we're like, why didn't you pinch hit for this guy?
Absolutely. And, you know, that's where leadership comes from, because those of us are old enough, when we all waited for it, that when the team just couldn't get out of its own way, the old man is coming down and he's going to drop the hammer. And it puts everybody on notice. Boone is a huge problem with it, but it's also an organizational problem, because these guys will go through a horrible slump where they can't get out of their own way. And then Boone will set a press conference about how much he loves them and they're savages.
And they're right there in this team, and I believe in this team. They're going to turn the corner. It's right in front of us, and we're like, what the hell?
It's torture. It's like we're being gaslit.
No, we are, though. And, like, that's the thing. It's frustrating as hell for us because, like, we'll lose to some bum-ass teams, and we're like, come on, man. Like, when they went out there and lost to the Cincinnati Reds, and I know the Reds made the postseason, but at the time, we weren't looking at the Cincinnati Reds as a team that was going to beat us. And they lost the first two games of that series, and it's like, yo, we can't be dropping games like this.
Yes. The one time we went to the World Series, the road to the World Series was through Yankee Stadium. They need to realize that these wild cards, obviously you want to get in anyway, and if you get the wild card, you'll take it. But every loss matters.
Yeah.
You got to win the division. You got to have the best record in the American League. I'm not taking anything from Toronto. They've done a fantastic job. But it's been within our reach multiple times, and we just haven't gone out and grasped it because there's no urgency or accountability.
You're right. Thanks for the call, Mike. You must be a Yankee fan. You must watch these games. And now I'm going back because I was like, when was that Red Series? It was in the Boone June swoon. They had 2 6-game losing streaks. It shouldn't happen. You got too good of talent and players, right? They got swept by the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. Oh, they didn't get swept. They but that was in the losing streak. They got swept by the Boston Red Sox, and then that bled into losing the series, the first three, to the Angels, and then they were able to salvage one. But then the next day lost to the Orioles. And I'm sure if I look at these box scores, there's something in there that was just like stupid. Like that first game to the Angels, you lose 1-0 in your building in 11 innings. Why? How? And then there's always something that they could have done differently. There's always something that you would look at as a fan trying to manage the team and say, I wouldn't have done this or I wouldn't have done that. Let's see, who pitched that? Clark Schmidt pitched this game 7 2/3. He gave up 4 hits. You would think that that would be all right, right? That would be enough. Oh, Loaiza, I remember this game. That's another thing. Like remember Loaiza could not get right? But got to keep running them out there. This is another thing the Yankees do. They rely so much on like the back of the baseball card or the history or, you know, this is what our analytics and numbers say that this player was. And this is what we believe he will be again. So we're going to try it again. Loaiza lost that game. And it's demoralizing for the team because they fought the whole game. It's a tight game. And you go to somebody in the bullpen and it's like, doesn't have it. Little mistake. In extra innings. Let's see. How did that go down? Jason Dominguez. No. And I don't even really want to go back. I keep getting feedback on the mic. I got to like position this mic differently. I think it's my headphones. I've been dealing with this all week. Maybe I need different headphones. But yeah, the Yankees, if there's one thing that I hope Boone changes in his last 2 years, because I don't know if he's going to get he's got 2 more years. I don't think he gets another contract if he doesn't win the whole thing in these 2. It's going to get too loud. But I would hope that there is a sense of urgency as far as like, hey, all of these games matter, especially division games, where we're not, this isn't a participation trophy league. This isn't a participation trophy franchise. Like, we're not just going to play Little Billy because Little Billy's dad wants him in the game and paid for him to be on the rec team and he deserves a shot. And nah, it should be all based on who's your best option. And I know there are some nights, you know, because we would do this all season. There were some nights where it's like, who else were they going to go to? But the Yankees too many times are like, yeah, we're going to go to Zach Britton. Zach Britton don't want to be out there, bro. We're going to go to Clay Holmes. Clay Holmes has blown 13 saves. Yeah, we're going to start Luis Severino again. How many starts from Luis Severino do you have to see? He's batting practice. He can't get out of the first inning. Same thing with Devin Williams this year. Same thing with Luke Weaver. Like, I don't think I'll ever get over the fact that Luke Weaver had such a roller coaster year, up and down, up and down, up and down. But when we get to the postseason, they think that Luke Weaver is the closer from last year's postseason. And you're not using him in a closer role. And it ain't 2024, where the only reason Luke Weaver became your closer in 2024 was because you kept saying you believe in Clay Holmes. There was a whole campaign, a united front from the captain, the manager, the GM. Last year, go back to last year with Clay Holmes. Brian Cashman, Aaron Boone, and Aaron Judge were all vocal about how they believe in Clay Holmes. He's the guy. He's going to get it done. I was coming on the Fan saying, if you think that Clay Holmes is going to close games for you in October, then you're not serious about the postseason. They waited until the very last weeks to go away from Clay Holmes and say, okay, well, we have Luke Weaver. And Luke Weaver became the closer, the ferocious jungle cat, yelling and screaming. Coming off the mound, he looked like he had the intestinal fortitude for it. Remember? Okay. That was last year, though. You changed his role, and you had to change his role because, like, and it doesn't make any damn sense. You didn't even believe in him to be the closer. That's why you traded for Devin Williams. And then when Devin Williams couldn't do it, and it's funny how everything comes back. It was against the Toronto Blue Jays. I was at that game. And it was Jimenez and Springer. And I remember Devin Williams hadn't recorded an out. I think Springer might have singled. And then maybe Jimenez was hit by pitch and the fans start chanting, "We want Weaver." And I had a take on Yankees Twitter, and I also had a take on air that people didn't like, where I was saying, if you're a Yankee fan, you're rooting for the Yankees, how are you heckling our closer before he records an out? How are you chanting you want somebody else on the mound before he gets an out? Like, he could have got out of the inning. And now as I scroll back to that one, let's see here. Yep. Top of the ninth, George Springer singles on a live drive, on a line drive to center to left field, Cody Bellinger. Andre Jimenez, hit by pitch. Alejandro Kirk doubles. Toronto takes the lead 3-2. That was so early in the season. That was a Friday night, my favorite night to go to the ballpark, April 25th, 2025. So they didn't believe in Luke Weaver to be the closer. They traded for Devin Williams to be the closer. Not long after that, Devin Williams can no longer be the closer. Luke Weaver assumes that position again. But then Luke Weaver gets hurt. And I think it was the Dodger series about a month after that where Luke Weaver strains his hamstring. And he wasn't right ever since. He had spurts. He had moments. And that's another thing, too. Like, do their numbers and analytics not take into account that, like, Luke Weaver can look good against the Twins, the White Sox, and the Orioles? That's way different than the Red Sox in the wild card series, the Blue Jays in the division series. Make it make sense, man. That's all I'm asking for the Yankees. Make it make sense, man. Make your decision-making make sense to us. Because it seemed like you tried to turn Luke Weaver into this, like, first reliever out of the bullpen. Like, he was the first guy to take the ball and give it to after Max Fried. And they did that twice in the postseason, and it cost us both times. Both in game one. They did it in game one against Garrett Crochet in the wild card. They did it game one in the ALDS versus Kevin Gausman. And to me, is wild arrogant. To me, it smells like you're managing the game like it's the regular season, and you should be managing the game like it's do or die, because it is. This is the end of the season. This is it. Like, you can't play with fire like that. I don't care if it's the bottom of the order. I don't care. Like, it's like those decisions cost you. Look at how Dave Roberts is. he's so scared and careful with his bullpen because he knows he can't trust any of those guys. They got to stretch Yamamoto. They got to stretch Ohtani. They got to stretch Blake Snell. Because he knows any of those guys coming out of bullpen are going to light fire to the game. And this is the last series, the World Series. You can't do that. 888-808-1019. Okay, we're going to queue up the rest of this audio. We played Pat Boyle. We played Pat Boyle's Megan Thee Stallion rap for Treya Savage. When we come back, we will queue up the Giants audio as well as Mad Dog's take on Halloween. I see the calls coming in. 888-808-1019. This is my last hour. Everything's on the table. If you want to talk Yankees, I'd rather go back in time and look at the season that was than to do Hot Stove, because I'm telling you, that is going to be the next 2 months. Like, it's Friday. The Blue Jays could beat the Dodgers tonight, and then as soon as the season is over, that conversation starts, and it is nonstop, especially if you're listening at night to myself into Big Mac. What do you think we're going to talk about? Yankees Hot Stove. 888-808-1019. Let's take this break. We'll be right back.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
So, I made the new Eggo protein waffles the other day for my kids, and they couldn't believe how good they tasted or that they were packed with protein. They have the same great Eggo taste we all know and love, plus 20% of your daily protein. They seriously taste amazing. Whether it's part of your breakfast before school or a quick bite before practice, new Eggo protein waffles and pancakes are an easy way to keep everyone happy. Head to your local grocery store to fuel your morning with Eggo protein waffles and pancakes, available at retailers nationwide.
Your cold is coming. Your cold is coming. When you feel a cold coming, shorten it with Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand.
Oh, no, not before my big trip.
The big trip you've been planning is coming up, and so is your cold. But Zicam can shorten your cold and get you back to planning sooner.
Thanks, Revere.
We really should keep Zicam in the house.
Shorten your cold with Zicam.
Take it from America's most revered messenger. Shorten your cold at the first sign with cold shortening products from Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand. Available in stores or see where to buy at Zicam.com.
Hey, Fidelity, how can I remember to invest every month?
With the Fidelity app, you can choose a schedule and set up recurring investments in stocks and ETFs.
Oh, that sounds easier than I thought.
You got this.
Yeah, I do. Now, where did I put my keys?
You will find them where you left them.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.